Problems in the Czech healthcare sector have been discussed for years. The sector, which currently has its 12th minister in just 16 years, has been plagued by a chronic lack of finances, resulting in late payments to doctors from indebted health insurance companies, among other problems. Experts are now saying that such an unstable environment is fertile soil for corruption. Pavla Horáková has more.
Last week, an investigative program on a commercial TV channel revealed a case of what appears to be widespread practice in the Czech healthcare system. A hidden camera recorded a bribe of around $850 changing hands between a patient and a surgeon. In return, the doctor promised to move the patient up a waiting list for a hip replacement operation. Dr. Pavel Hroboň works for the not-for-profit organization healthreform.cz. He says bribery is just one type of corruption in the Czech healthcare sector.
There are two types. One type I would call institutional corruption, which is corruptions in relationship between institutions, between healthcare providers and health insurers, between providers and suppliers of technology, drugs, etc. Second area of corruption is the corruption on the patient health system level, which was very widespread in the time of communism, and since then almost disappeared, because this corruption is very susceptible to the accessibility of services. If services are accessible, there is basically no reason for this corruption. As soon as the services become less accessible, which is happening just in these months, the level of corruption will go up again.
Pavel Horák is the director of one of Prague's major state-run hospitals.
My se tváříme, že ta péče je dostupná pro všechny, že je zcela zadarmo pro všechny.
The system makes a false impression that everything is free and available, which, of course, it is not. If a patient wants some special services, such as a second opinion on his or her diagnosis, there is no official way to get it and pay for it. So the patients who know how to take advantage of the chaos will find a way of getting that extra service, either by simply relying on the health insurer to cover everything, or by bribing someone.
Buď položím tu oběť, anebo tu obálku na to, abych já tu službu dostal, nebo měl aspoň pocit, že ji dostanu.
The Czech branch of the corruption watchdog Transparency International is aware of the situation. The organization's director, Adriana Krnáčová, says the level of corruption in this country is quite high in general, and the healthcare is no exception. But she suggests bribery, at least, could be tackled by a revision of the health insurance system.
One solution is to look on the system of health insurance and to balance it in a way that there have to be a basic health insurance, a standard basic insurance, and then actually a way how patients who are interested to pay more to have this possibility.
Adriana Krnáčová of Transparency International, ending that report by Pavla Horáková.